Welcome to the Bathroom Break Podcast, the show where two dumbasses talk. I think that's what we kind of pared it down to, is that just two dumbasses talking. But today's a special show because we do have a guest who's going to partake in the activities. Carrie, if you want to plug your show and everything.
Yeah, hey guys, how's it going? Yeah, this is Carrie. I'm Carrie from Girls Beer Sports. Justin, you were on my show, I think, 2 weeks ago. That was a really fun, really good time. You know, we got the ball rolling on the NCAA tournament, which has been kind of boring, actually, up to this point. There hasn't been any Cinderella-type stories going on. But no, so my show, Girls Beer Sports, is a conversation with girls about beer and sports and whatever else, because it's our show and we do what we want. And I am just one member. I have two other co-hosts, Lauren and Lee. And every week we get together and we drink a different alcoholic beer beverage. And we talk about sports and news of the weird and whatever else is going on in our lives.
Well, you are really good at this. Yeah, and I agree with you. It's been a lot of like chalk, at least Vegas chalk for the NCAA tournament so far.
Yeah, it really has. You know, I mean, what was the stat that I just read? Lee said it on the show yesterday about it's being the first time in like I don't know how many years, like all the high seeds have gone through in all the different regions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's a 1, 2, 3 in every region that are still in it. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, especially with the ones and the twos hanging on so this far. All right, so for today, I have a little factoid. I have a question that kind of jumps on the question that it's kind of a continuation of the question Alan brought up last week. And I don't remember if you posted your flow chart of what a sandwich is or not.
I have not. The kid has not gotten back to me yet.
Well, he needs to get on it. He needs to learn to get on it.
I agree.
Yeah. And then we have five dilemmas and then two drink with, live, and kill. And we'll go over that when we get to it. So right now, I was wondering if there's a unit of measurement for smell. And it turns out that there is. It's called an olf. And it comes from like olfactory olf. The only thing I could find was that a person that smokes heavy is 25 olfs, and a normal person that, I don't know if normal person is the right way to go, but it's a person that has good hygiene is one olf. So,
what do you Google? I want to know what you're searching up, Justin. Like this is mind-bogglingly interesting.
Yeah, it's a good like bar trivia question if it ever comes up.
That's definitely a good bar trivia question.
Yeah. All right. So, Carrie, last week, Alan was talking about what a sandwich is. And he said that, what was it? Not a pizookie. What's it called?
We were trying to figure out if a corn dog. Oh.
Calzone.
Yeah. A calzone. Is that a sandwich?
You said a calzone was a sandwich.
I think it is a sandwich. I don't know. Technically, I think it might be a sandwich.
I think it's a closed pizza.
I mean, I think it's a closed pizza too, but I think it's a sandwich.
Technically, so you can have a pizza sandwich. You know, I mean, you can have like a chicken parm sandwich. You can have all the elements of a pizza on a hoagie roll, and that's a sandwich.
Right.
So to me, just because you close it up and it's in pizza dough, it's still handheld. I think that kind of makes it a sandwich.
Oh, jeez.
Right? This is where I actually had a conversation with the kid today because we were talking about, you know, is a corn dog a sandwich? Because, I mean, technically it's bread and there's meat encased in it. So, and I was talking to him today and we were trying to figure out if a wrap is technically a sandwich.
A wrap would definitely have to be a sandwich if a corn dog's a sandwich.
Right, but we don't know if a corn dog's a sandwich.
But is a quesadilla sandwich?
Well, if a calzone's a sandwich, I say a quesadilla is a sandwich.
It's a tough
one. See, I think a quesadilla is more of a taco, and then is a taco a sandwich? But a taco is actually a taco, which is on a whole different level.
Right, because it's only one thing of wheat. It's not two.
Well, so is a wrap.
Right.
And so is a corn dog.
That's what we were getting at today is, yeah, a corn dog and a wrap is just one piece of breading, you know, one piece of carb around the sandwich material.
So a wrap is a taco.
It's a kind of burrito.
Yeah.
It's more of a burrito than it is a sandwich, I guess, technically, even though all of us would consider it a sandwich more than a burrito.
Yeah.
By the way, I just want to say this. So I teach at a high school, a very nice high school with a lot of very smart kids. And this kid just got his acceptance to Cal Berkeley and UCLA and UC Davis. So, I mean, he's waiting for Harvard and Princeton on Thursday. Jeez. So this kid's a really smart kid. So it's mind-boggling. I don't know what he's going to major in, but I hope it has something to do with this.
Well, good job, sandwich kid. That's pretty
good. Yeah, sandwich kid.
Nice. He's going to be a sandwich artist.
He is. He's really going to crush those student loans. He's a sandwich artist coming out of college.
Harvard degree for sure. So it brings me to the question, is cereal soup?
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. I'll let you two go first.
Oh man. I think soup, well, you do have cold soups. So, I think you'd have to say it's soup.
I think that's a tough one because you don't usually get a lot of texture in soup. I mean, you can, but the vegetables are usually soft, right?
Yeah.
But in cereal, you want that cereal crunchy, right? Stays crunchy in milk. That's a whole selling point of a lot of cereals.
True.
And while soup can be cold and soup can also be sweet. There are sweet soups, and you can make ice cream soup, which is, you know, melt all the ice cream and swirl around in the bowl, so it becomes essentially like liquid. I don't know that cereal is because of that crunch factor.
Well, okay, so you put oyster crackers in soup, then under your definition, it would not be soup anymore.
That's a good point. And I did not think of the cracker factor. I missed the cracker factor, right? But that is definitely a good point. And now I may have to rethink my stance.
Well, welcome to the Bathroom Break Podcast.
I just want to say, so I have heard multiple episodes of your podcast, Girls Beer Sports, and I have agreed with everything that I've heard on, I heard the one where the AAF is just the minor leagues of the NFL. It's like the developmental league. How you compared it to that. And I was like, yeah, that's dead on. It's even on the NFL network. So, I mean, it's exactly. And then you were talking about your bracket. Like I heard that episode and I totally agreed. And now you're just blowing my mind because you're coming at this with like genius thought process. Like everything you're saying, I'm going, yeah, like she's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over here. Well, our show is about two dumbasses. I'm like, yeah. So this is what it's like when a smart person tackles you. Okay. Yeah.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But I mean, these are the questions that need to be answered. You know, I mean, forget this Russian stuff or whatever. Who cares? Who cares about that? We need to know, is cereal a soup?
You know what? I teach economics and college prep economics, and I might take like 10 minutes out of my day tomorrow and just try to discuss this with some of these kids.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a it very important questions where I think that we discovered two, in animal kingdoms, like there's kingdoms of animals or whatever. I think we discovered two huge categories, the sandwich and the soup. That's what I think.
Now, I will say this. My father-in-law drinks tea every night, and I tell him, he always asks me if I want some, and I say, no, I don't drink leaf soup, because to me, that's what tea is. It's just, it's leaf soup.
It's definitely a cousin.
Okay.
All right. So we could think about that for a long time, I'm sure. But let's get into it's the segment we used to call moral questions, but they're more dilemmas. And then Alan still keeps calling them moral questions. But we'll kind of see if it goes on morality here.
I'm carrying the dumbass torch, I guess. Okay.
All right. So the first one I came up with is you're at a bar with your friend and another friend or acquaintance comes up to you who is definitely blacked out. You can just see it in their eyes. They're definitely blacked out. They say that they're going to cover your bill along with your friend's bill, but they're so blacked out. Do you let them? What do you do?
Since I have been the person who was so blacked out and has done that before, like has covered everybody's bill, I'm going to let them cover the bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go, Alan.
Yeah.
I agree. I think as long as, so then, but they're kind of your responsibility after that. You got to make sure that they're safe. I think that that's kind of the caveat. They're paying you to make sure that they're safe the rest of the night. But I think you take up the offer because I think that they would do it to you. So, yeah.
So you're saying it's like a babysitting fee?
Yes. That's how I look at it. Yeah.
Okay. See, I was thinking the magic number is two. You ask them twice if they're sure. And then as soon as they say yes after that second time, then yeah, you let them pay and then you can leave. You don't have to babysit them.
Okay.
You just leave.
No, I okay, now we need a third person, Carrie. Well, what are you
right? Thinking? Yeah, I don't think that I would leave them again. As somebody who has been the person who is on the blackout end of the whole thing, I appreciated the fact that somebody like didn't leave me to my own devices.
See, I'm one of those. How are they going to learn? You know.
Well, my husband likens it to wrangling cats. A lot of times. So, you know, I appreciate the fact that he just doesn't like be like, oh, you're on your own. Bye. So.
Yeah. All right. Good. I'm glad you it sounded like you agreed with me. So I'm glad about that. All right. Let's move on to the next one. These get kind of crazy. Your washer goes out. You have to go to the laundromat. While you're at the laundromat, you notice a guy putting very bloody clothes in the washer with very bloody hands. And you still have to dry your clothes. What do you do?
I'm minding my own business. I don't know, and I don't want to know. I'm out.
Absolutely agree. Yeah. I'm at some laundromats are like, to me, they're the sketchiest place anybody could ever go. It goes laundromat, bus stop. It's just, yeah, no. I'm minding my own business.
Yeah, I kind of agree, because I was trying to play it down the road if you got the police involved or anything, and what if it wasn't really what you think it was, and then you know, you're kind of an asshole that way. I don't know. I'm probably
now if I'm at the laundromat and there's like maybe one of them TVs in the corner or something, and it has like breaking news, like three men murdered, and it's like a location somewhat close to the laundromat.
Then
I'm calling the cops.
Yeah. What if it's the dude's fate? You'd call the cops. What would you do with your clothes? You just leave them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can buy new clothes. I can't buy a new life.
Yeah, I would definitely make sure I didn't like use the washer after that guy or the dryer or anything, because I wouldn't want to be tied into whatever's going on there.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Way to think through it. I like it.
Just use the one next to it.
Yeah.
All right, you start a new job and you're about to attend a conference with your new boss. He has a booger hanging out of his nose. What do you do?
I try to ignore that thing the best that I can. Maybe do like my own little nose wipe, you know, kind of like, but then he might be like, oh, so you want to go into the bathroom? You're into that, right? Like, no, dude, that's not what I mean. Right. I don't want the booger sugar. You've actually got one hanging. No, I'd probably try to give, you know, the inadvertent my own nose wipe. And then if the guy didn't get the hint, I'd be like, wow, that sucks.
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta just start. I don't know why I'm doing it. Like people can see me or something. But you gotta start just wiping your nose kind of softly and hope that maybe his nose starts to itch or that he gets the hint.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if it's just hanging there, just try not to make too much eye contact. And yeah.
Yeah, I always get the hint whenever anyone even like scratches their face. I'm like, what? There's something on my face. I would ramp it up though. I would start slowly, and then I would just like go frantically before we're in the room. You know, it's like, come on, man, get the hint, dude. But yeah, then he would probably think I'm a weirdo, but whatever.
Well, it'd be really tough if it was one of those that went like it went in and out when he breathed, right? It just wasn't hanging there, but like it when he breathed in, it went up, and you're like, oh, it's gone. And then when he breathed out, it's like it came back down. You're like, oh, it's back again.
I think after, and I'm one of those people, after like 5 minutes, I'll just start naming it, you know? Like, oh, there's Charlie the Booger, you know? Or, granted, here's a smooth move you can do. You can always like, hey, do you have a Kleenex? And then you could grab one and like grab two and say, oops, I accidentally grabbed one, and then just hand it to him. I don't know. You know, I'm just trying to think.
Yeah. Now it made me think too. You stop him and you're like, hey, some my tradition before I've always landed sales and all this stuff before I go in this conference room, I always do a really big nose blow, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that would work. Could, I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe we don't get that job.
Yeah. Maybe not. This next one is kind of more moral question. You're spending the night at a relative or a friend's house. You have a very important day tomorrow, like a job interview, something like that, and insomnia hits you hard. You cannot sleep. While you're in the bathroom, you notice a full 90-pill bottle of Ambien that is about to expire. They obviously don't need it. What do you do? Do you take one and able to sleep and function the next day, or what?
Miss me with that Ambien. I know people who have taken it and have hallucinated hardcore. I mean, you read stories about people who take it and then all this, you know, they're getting in the car, driving McDonald's and ordering 12 Big Macs and eating them all in a parking lot. And then they wake up and, you know, they're gaining weight and they don't know why they're gaining weight. No, too much risk with that Ambien. Miss me with that. I'll just stay up all night and then drink a bunch of coffee the next day.
Okay. Because the way you started it out, I wasn't sure if that was pro Ambien or anti Ambien.
I know.
Oh, it's
you know,
anti.
With the hallucinations. I was like, yeah, that kind of sounds cool. But I don't know. I've never done Ambien. I don't know if that's how the kids say it nowadays. I've never done Ambien, but I don't know. I'd probably maybe pop a couple. Depends on how tired I am, or I could just risk it and drink coffee. It's a tough one.
Yeah, and then. Okay, so here's the question, too. Let's say that you do get good results out of Ambien and you do take one. Is that a morally right thing to do? Or is that like a morally wrong thing? I mean, they're about to expire.
I think the morally, well, if you wanted to get into the morality of it,
yeah.
You know, if there's 90 of them, they're obviously not using them. They're almost ready to expire. They're probably not going to miss them anyway. The street value is what? Let's take them and make some money.
She's got a point.
Yeah, that sounds like an Allen answer.
You're talking to an economics teacher. She's got a point, you know?
Yeah. All right. Okay. I figured if you took one, it's no harm, no foul. Like, I don't think there's
any
harm.
Yeah, I'd agree with that part. But then I'd probably be like, well, for all in for a penny, in for a pound, let's just go throw it all in and see how much we can get out of high school kids.
I like your style.
There's your moral dilemma.
I like your style.
Just let Alan sell it all to his.
There you go.
Yeah, just pawn it off to me, and you know you get good market value for that. I'm sure in Carlsbad.
Yeah, I don't know. I always thought Carlsbad was a good place, but
it really is. But you know, we had a teacher down the road from from us at a private Catholic school out here, and a parent, and she was like hustling kids and like using kids as mules, like around town and stuff, like using students, and it was like a big deal out here in San Diego, but she was like making hundreds of thousands of dollars on like selling pills. It was dope. Like not good, but like hilariously awesome. Probably not the right way to say it. I'm not a bad person, I swear.
Yeah, I don't think that's morally right. I don't think so. All right, next one. You mistakenly send a crude email to your boss. Your boss is not technically versed, so he always had you like have his login and do stuff on his computer. So you have his login. You can go back to the office and log into his computer and delete it. If you do that, is that morally right?
Technically, it's not because then you're kind of using the password and the login for what I would call evil, I guess, or semi-evil. But you know what? I don't care. I'm covering my ass. Morally right or not, I need this job, right?
Yeah, well, I think it's more morally right because it might have caused the boss more distress to get the email than to delete it.
So you're That's thinking about point. The con. You're thinking about the consequences, Justin. Like,
yeah,
you're thinking about the consequences on his end. Okay,
like the means justify the ends, must justify the mm-hmm. means, not the means. Yeah, whatever. However that goes, remember two dumbasses that just decide to talk.
I don't have a problem with it. You know, if he wanted to read that email, he should have figured out how to use email. Like, that's on him. I don't know how hard it is to use email. You know, I guess I'm blown away. And I mean, I'm old, but like, come on.
You'd be surprised how hard it is for people still to this day not to hit reply all. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. That's very true. I actually, that's true. My boss has been emailing like multiple. Yeah. Just.
Yeah. I work at a hospital system and one person hits reply all and then you get so many more people hitting reply all to tell the person not to hit reply all. And it's like, guys, just stop. Like, it ended with that guy. Like, it could end with that guy. But yeah, that's, I hear you. This gets into our next game, the Drink, Live With, and Kill. Alan, you always do a good intro with this.
I do. Okay, so.
I do.
I do. It's my one saving grace on this show, other than the half the dumbass crew. Let's see. So we choose three people, usually in a category, and then we group them together and we say, hey, you get to choose one person that you get drunk with, one person you want to live with, and then one person that you would kill. And you have to put each person in a selection.
Yeah, and the thing is, the drink with, you're just getting annihilated with this person all day. Like one full day. The live with, it's for the rest of your life. You have an apartment with this person, they get married, their wife lives with you guys there. You get married, your significant other lives with you guys there, that kind of thing. So
All right.
Yeah, so I have two of these. And one was inspired by your Twitter, and that'll be the second one. But the first one, it's Mickey Mouse. Do you guys all remember the Six Flags Dancing guy? The old Six Flags Dancing guy? That guy. And then there's this new character at Universal Studios called Guy Diamond, and it's a troll that farts glitter. So it's those three. A farting glitter troll, Six Flags old dancing guy, and Mickey Mouse. And we will start with the get annihilated with, the drink with. Let's throw it to Alan first.
Who do I want to get drunk with?
Yeah.
That would be the dancing man from Six Flags, because he just seems like he'd be a blast. But I couldn't take it for eternity. I couldn't live with that forever. But I could get absolutely drunk with him and hang out and watch him dance hilariously.
Yeah, I'm with Alan on this. I'm totally taking the Six Flags dancing guy to get drunk with. It could be a lot of fun. And then as the night wore on and he starts like on the dance floor bumping into women and pissing off bouncers and then watching him get in a fight and then get thrown out of the club or the bar or whatever. Yeah, that would be fun.
You guys are both wrong. It's definitely the farting troll. Know how fun that night would be with the farting troll? Just going around, naked troll farting all over the place. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I it's hard to disagree. It is. I want to see where this is taking you, Justin. So Justin, who are you living with?
I would have to live with the Six Flags dancing guy. I get that he would be annoying, but Mickey, I don't know. Mickey Mouse, Minnie's always going to be around. I just, you know, how long is the Six Flags dancing guy gonna, you know, like, I feel like Mickey Mouse is gonna live longer and the farting troll will live longer than the Six Flags dancing guy. So how long do I really have to live with him?
Wow. So no. you're picking it because he's gonna die soon.
Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
All right. So, Carrie, how about you? Who do you live with out of those three?
Okay, I am. First of all, glitter is evil. It's evil. Mm-hmm. It is evil on this planet. But with that said, I am really not a fan of Disney for reasons I will not get into on this show. But I'm going to live with Mickey because do you know how much money that mouse is going to pull in on the regular?
Oh, that's,
I mean,
true.
It's going to be. I'll never have to work another day in my life.
That's,
I just
true.
Live off of him.
Yeah.
Me and Carrie are on the same page here.
That's a really good point.
I can dig this.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, you got to choose Mickey. You know he's good for the rent. You could even bump some off him, probably. he's gonna Minnie's gonna take up most of his time. He works on the railroad. He's good for the money. He's good for extra money. He'll probably get you like discount tickets at Disney World, Disneyland. I mean, I'm not saying I like Disney, but I like the money that comes with it.
Yeah, those are good points.
Those are good points, but you're gonna murder him.
Yeah. Well, it's by default that I would be murdering Mickey. Mickey doesn't really bother me all that much, but you two are murdering Guy Diamond. Now, is that? It sounded like Carrie was saying because she hates glitter, but
yes.
Okay. I was wondering if it was by default or if there was like a reason to end Guy Diamond's life here.
Strictly the glitter factor. If he was a troll that just farted and no glitter, I might have been able to live with that. He may have survived, but the glitter, no, that's over the top.
Yeah, for me, it was more like you can't live with him because every time he farts, you got a vacuum for like 4 days because glitter doesn't come off. It is evil. You are correct. It is like you thought strippers were evil. It's mostly the glitter that gets to you. So, you can't live with him, and then you can't get drunk with him, because then he's farting in people's face, and people have, like, glitter pink eye, which sounds like the worst thing ever. You gotta kill him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Guy Diamond.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're murdering, a mouse that's bringing joy to millions of people's lives, Justin.
I know. I actually really kind of want to switch my kill and live with now. You guys
don't be that person, Justin.
You guys swayed me.
Just take the L.
I'm flip flopping on this one.
Well, I mean, on the other hand, he does have the potential to spread disease like the hantavirus or the plague, or so there's that.
Yeah. Remember the bubonic plague, Alan? Come on.
I mean, yes. I do. I mean, I don't those remember it because I wasn't there, but yeah, I learned about it.
I couldn't think of those. Thank you. I appreciate the help out here. Yeah. All right.
But I mean, he's such a cheerful, I'm sure there's cartoons of him washing or something. I don't think he's a dirty mouse. I don't know if that's a thing.
The cartoons of him washing?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I feel creepy now saying I remember one of watching a cartoon mouse bathing, like I feel creepy. Like I work at a school. There's only certain things I can say, Justin.
I felt creepy for you there.
So. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. To wrap it up, I have the last drink with, live with, and kill. This should be familiar to you. Guy who treats at guy who cheats at bar trivia.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. This is how this one's gonna go. This is how this one's gonna go. Guy that knowingly takes advantage of the elderly by using scare tactics to sell computer and phone protection software that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And guy that refuses to give up a seat to a pregnant lady.
This is like that. This is, remember when we did Skip Bayless, Joe Buck, and Stephen A. Smith? This is like that one.
Yeah. Yeah. It was hard for the drink with was okay, but it was like, man, I don't know if I could live with any of these people.
Yeah. I want to kill them all. Damn.
Sounds like Alan. It sounds like you're about to go first, or what?
Okay, if I have to get drunk with somebody,
yeah.
Oh man, I'm gonna. Okay. I am going to get drunk with the trivia cheater. And here's why: because if I get him hammered enough, and we go out and we play trivia on this night that we get hammered with, he'll be too drunk to cheat. I'm trying to rid the world of a problem.
No, I think you just cheat more out loud.
Well, then hopefully he would get caught and get kicked out.
And then you'd get kicked out.
It happens.
Yeah.
I know how to house drink. I'll still party.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with the pregnant bus dude. Not the guy who's pregnant on the bus, but the guy who won't give up a seat to a pregnant woman. Because, at least we're not on the bus drinking. I'm assuming we're not, paper bagging 40s on the bus. And I don't have to see it. Maybe he has to tell me about it. Maybe, we're in the bar and somebody says, hey, there's that jerk who wouldn't give up his seat, and he gets hit in the back of the head. But again, I'm being entertained. So yeah, I think I'm gonna drink with him.
Ooh, man. Because I mean, if he doesn't give up a seat to pregnant ladies, I mean, what does he? What else does he do?
Yeah, there's got to be more. Like, that can't be like the end of his. Yeah, there's got to be something seriously wrong with that guy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I get your choice. I get your choice. It would be entertaining to see somebody get in a fight because they wouldn't give up a seat to a pregnant woman. But then you might get pulled in that fight. See, that's the thing for me.
That's definitely a good point. But I think I'm going to stick with my choice on this one.
Okay, I like it. I mean, there's no right answer here. Even though Justin will say we're wrong, no matter what.
Oh man, there really is no right answer in any of these with this group of individuals. Drink with, Alan. I did like your rationalization and everything. But with that said, and we're all choosing different people here, I'm gonna do the one that knowingly takes advantage of the elderly, and I would just be arguing with him all night, and maybe even end up in a fist fight with the guy. So it never said that we were like buddy buddy getting wasted together. So yeah, I mean, well, especially if he starts trying to talk about his whatever, at least I don't have to live with the guy. Or yeah, that's a bad guy. So get drunk with the guy that knowingly takes advantage of elderly.
I mean, yeah, you got a solid point there.
Yeah, but it's still not, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to pick that one. All right. Next one, live with. Who's gonna pick their roommate for life?
Carrie, go for it.
I think I'm going to do, as much as this pains me to say, because this is based on a tweet that I sent out Saturday night because I was witness to it, and it just made me so mad, but I wasn't going to get into turn the guy in and that whole thing. But anyway, I would probably live with the guy who cheats at bar trivia, and I would constantly berate him of the fact that he cheats at bar trivia, like just hound him nonstop, and then I would get his wife to hound him and his children to hound him and his pets to hound him and whatever. So I would like make his life terrible while I lived with him.
That's pretty good. I like that. And yeah. I mean, it's pretty easy to do. Be like, hey, Carl, what's the largest country in Europe? Oh, that's weird. You knew that answer yesterday, you asshole. You know,
like, and then slap the phone out of his hand. That would be fun. Yeah,
that's well played.
Yeah. That is good. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
I'm gonna choose the guy who won't get up for the pregnant lady. I mean, he's probably an asshole in multiple respects, but my wife is not pregnant. I would think we would have multiple seating options in the home. So I think I'd be okay if that was the, I don't think that's the extent, but if that were the extent of his evil.
You know how it would go though. He would always be in the seat that your wife wants to sit in.
And then it would be my problem. She would turn to me and be like, so you're just going to let him sit there? And I'd be like, damn it.
Of course. Yeah, of course it'd be your issue then. I'm going along with Carrie on this guy that cheats at bar trivia. I don't have to hang out with him. I would never like give him like a kind look. It would always just be like a dude, come on, you know, kind of look like I'm very disappointed in you. At least he's not like actively harming people. I mean, he's ruining a game, but he's not like really harming people too badly. So,
well, you know how I take losses. That harms me.
I know, but you're not elderly or pregnant. Like,
I don't know. My bones, man. I'm feeling it. I'm getting old, dude.
No,
I'm hurting.
I don't think
I did a pull-up the other day, and I'm pretty sure I tore something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm old.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm old, too. But that's who I would pick. All right, next one's kill.
I'm killing the dude who preys on the elderly. You know, that's just, it's pretty reprehensible. And frankly, what's his use on this planet anyway? He's pretty useless and contributes nothing to society. So yep.
Okay, two things. Well, three things. First off, I agree. Second off, nice use of reprehensible. That was solid.
Thank you.
Damn. Okay. And then thirdly, I like the cold-bloodedness. What is he giving to society? Nothing. You can't hear me, but I'm clapping. Yeah, I completely agree. That dude, I'm killing him. And I'm almost enjoying it, but I'm not, because I would like to think I'm somewhat of a good person.
That's true. It is really between, you know, the guy that preys on the elderly. But by the way I chose things, it would be the guy that refuses to give up a seat to a pregnant lady. Currently wife is pregnant, and I would just be so pissed at this guy. So I think it's more of a, yeah, it's like a me thing on that one for the kill. So.
Well, and that's fair enough, because, you know, going back to the point that you made about that guy, he could also be, you know, a useless member of society too. We don't know what else he's out there doing. So, you know, you may be doing the world a favor.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't think that's the extent of his evil. I just think that shows his evil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unless if he has like a medical reason to keep sitting or anything, I think both those guys are probably not really helping society out too much, if that's their character. It's kind of my opinion. True. But
that was a tough one though. That was a lot of people nobody likes.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was.
I really thought that there was going to be more stuff against the guy that cheats at bar trivia, though, because that's the tweet that went out. But I guess I picked some worse individuals, which makes sense.
I mean, you're a terrible person, don't get me wrong, if you cheat at bar trivia, but, you know, there are other things that you could do that are worse.
Yeah. We have described a few of them on this show, and yeah, you just happen to name two of them. Won't give up your seat for a pregnant lady, and scams on the old people. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, yeah. That's all I got here. You guys got anything?
I appreciate y'all having me, for sure. This has been a lot of fun. I like these. I like these games. The morality game. I like the wheel of morality. Turn, turn, turn. Show us the lessons that we should learn. I love that. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, and we loved having you on. I love getting another SEC person on, even if you're a Cats fan.
Sorry about that.
No, that's all. I'm a Gator fan, so y'all are better in basketball and football this year. So it's good seeing some SEC love on the show.
Absolutely, and I had a lot of fun with another Gator fan who is Chris America is on Twitter with Scout Team Sports Radio, and he and I did a big bet on the football game, and the loser was going to have to wear, you know, the other school shirt. And to his credit, he wore a UK, bought a U, I sent him a UK shirt, and he wore it all day and took pictures and put them on Twitter. So
that's a good man right there.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It should have happened last year, and it should have happened. Well, it should have happened 2 years ago and the year before that. So it finally happened. I'm kind of glad it's over with. I mean, it's been like 30 plus years. So
yeah. So are we.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, why don't you shout out your podcast one last time so they don't have to go back?
Sure. So, Girls Beer Sports, we are a weekly show every Monday. We are uploaded to everywhere that podcasts are free, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify. We're on 12 Ounce Sports Radio. We're on Barnburner Network. You can interact with me on Twitter at GRLS Beer Sports, because I run the Twitter. So if you're talking to us on Twitter, you're talking to me. We do have a Facebook page. We have a website, girlsbeersports.com, that I honestly am too lazy to do anything with and hasn't been updated in months, so I apologize for that. But yeah, we love to interact with people, and I can't thank you all enough again for coming on our show and then having me on your show.
Yeah, no, it was a blast. I think we need to have some more guests, because this was awesome. So
yeah, this was a lot of fun, and I really like your all's format, for sure.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's based off of two dumbasses talking. Like, that's literally, it's two dumbasses talking. Today was two dumbasses talking with a smart person.
Yeah, I appreciate that. But yeah, I like the games. Oh.